Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Batteries are on my mind today because I have just replaced the battery in my iPhone 5S, in my daughter's iPhone 5S, and I will eventually replace the battery in my son's iPhone 5. I have done this in the past with my own phone anyway, now with the kids' phones, because my son got my wife's old iPhone 5, my daughter got a used iPhone 5S not too long ago. So, at some point the battery has to be replaced in these things. They're both complaining of battery issues and you can go buy the batteries on eBay. They're easy enough. And I have experience, taking the phones apart. So it doesn't, I don't even need to look at the YouTube videos anymore, which exist, of course, or acquire the tools because I have the tools. So, I can have the thing apart and back together fairly quickly. It just requires knowing what to do and having the patience and the time to do it and making sure that you don't mix up the little tiny screws because that can actually damage your phone. So there is all of that, but why do I go through that effort? Well, because, these phones are expensive and they still work, other than the battery. And the batteries are like 10 bucks on eBay. I mean, they're not even that really. It extends the life of the phone another year or two, right? My iPhone 5S is 3 years old. The iPhone 6S Plus on which I'm recording this is about a year old. And I suspect in another year, I'll probably I'll get whatever iPhone, whatever is out at that point and replace the battery in this thing. And yeah, I keep these, I keep the old iPhones the only one I've ever gotten rid of was my 4S because it was locked on Verizon. So it wasn't a very useful phone, but I'll probably keep my 5S until it no longer functions, or I can no longer upgrade it or whatever. I mean, because the kids always, somebody needs a phone. I don't know. It's not the best phone. Yeah, there you go. And at some point my phone will, I'll replace my 6S Plus with whatever, but I'll still be replacing the batteries because the phones still work. I mean, that's the nice thing about Apple stuff is that it does last for a while. But it does point out an issue. I'm sure you've also heard about all the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 and how it was exploding, and the FAA has banned these devices in flight. They've been recalled. And it's funny that if Samsung had manufactured the device with a replaceable battery, my guess is this problem would have been much easier to solve than it was, because they wouldn't have to recall the entire phone. They'd only have to recall the battery, which is, use a replaceable. I'm one of those weird people that know how to take apart things or willing to take apart things. And with all the great YouTube videos, and tools, it's easy to do. So who knows? I mean, it's amazing how much Samsung has lost just in terms of money, right? From replacing that. And by the way, the brand equity, and it didn't help that that another one of their subsidiaries who makes washing machines, their washing machines had to be recalled because they were exploding. So, the average consumer doesn't realize that those are different companies really, effectively, but they see the Samsung name and they go, maybe I don't want to buy anything from Samsung anymore. I don't know if that's the case or not. Large mega conglomerate companies have made exploding products before and have recovered. Ford and the Pinto. It's all there. But hopefully, we can get. That's one thing I miss about, I guess, the older Nokia phones is that you could replace the batteries in them, and it was, and you could actually carry multiple of them with you. But unfortunately, these days, that's not, devices just are meant to have sealed batteries. I mean, that does provide a slightly better experience. And I guess most people don't hold on to their devices as long as I do, but whatever. It is one thing I miss. It does provide some benefits. You get waterproof devices and devices that are maybe a little bit slimmer or whatever. But for me, the engineer in me says use something as long as humanly possible. I still have my iPhone 3GS that I bought 7 years ago. So yeah, I'm a little weird. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.